Okay, so let's start. First of all, welcome to Italy.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Milano. How do you feel about your concert in Milano? It's your first time, right?
Yeah.
And so far?
Yeah, it's been like this is a beautiful city, and I think the gig went pretty well, and it was super like a relaxing play, and the audience was super good and like
welcoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, welcoming.
Welcoming. Yeah.
I think this is the gig that I've been waiting quite a lot because this is the first gig in the tour that we have day off, so we can totally relax after the concert.
But since you started this tour with Erasmus, you play like every day, so non-stop. So, but you go with the tour bus, not sleeping, not relaxing, just every day, the gigs.
Yeah.
How do you handle?
No, we've had some sleep.
But
it takes a few days to get used to it.
First day was a bit difficult to get sleep because the car was moving during the night, and we were trying to get to the next place in the morning, so that's why the bus moves during the night. So the first couple of days was difficult to sleep, but after that it's been okay.
Yeah, but it's basically like if someone wants to try to sleep in a roller coaster.
Oh.
Like
it depends about the road.
Yeah.
Like last time it was okay, and when we came to through Alps to Milan from Austria, the road was great. So
But guys, this is your first like big European tour, right?
Yeah.
When you cover so many countries, like you went already to Germany, to Poland, where
Hungary,
else?
Hungary, Austria.
So far.
And then back to Germany, and then.
And then you have to come back to Germany again.
Yeah, Germany again, then France, Belgium,
Switzerland,
Netherlands, Switzerland,
France.
Yeah, then UK.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really big.
Yeah.
This is really big.
22 shows in 26 days.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's just let's just do it.
Let's just
don't think about it too
it's
much.
It's like if you get a chance to do it, you have to do it. Otherwise, you can quit.
It's phenomenal.
To be honest,
it's phenomenal.
So far, it's been great.
Yeah. 3 weeks to go.
Like
which country so far which you visited, which you played, which one did you prefer? Where was the best audience, the biggest, the craziest? Who recognized exactly your band as this is Block of Floods?
Nobody recognized us. There's there is handful of people, but that's great.
Continue.
Because apparently we did a great job. Because in all places, the audience has been very welcoming, and they're with us, and they buy a lot of merch, so that's a good sign.
Ah, so you're getting more recognized, right?
Yes.
After you released the album, right? So you got more recognition, more shows. Because I remember you were playing your first big festival was
Rockfest.
After that, did you play any big festivals that you really liked?
Yeah, we played like
Provinsi,
which is like one of the biggest festivals in Finland, and also like not this summer but last summer we played like many festival gigs in Finland, and like this summer we only played one festival gig, and that was in Stockholm.
Yeah, there was nothing going on in Finland. But now this is great promotion for us.
But guys, where would you like to play if you could choose the country, the festival, for example, for the next summer? Which country and which festival would you choose to play?
I think we all got like a different opinion about that.
Okay.
I can start. For me, of course, playing in the US would be fucking awesome, but we're talking about, because right now we're in a European tour, I would say Germany, Rock and Ring, and also Rock and Park. So those being like, for me, like a childhood dream to play in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would say like Finnish bands like Sunrise Avenue, Him, The Rasmus, Children of Bodom, they all played in Rock and Ring in the main stage during their hype, and I would like to get to that point at some point, hopefully soon, but still we all know that there are lots of work to do still
to get there,
and that's why we are here now.
Yeah. What about you guys? You saying the same, or you have a different opinion?
I stick with the same. You know, that's the natural flow of events. What happens? It's Rock and Ring, Rock and Park. Of course, before that, it's Summer Breeze.
Yes.
And others like
Backen.
Like Rock really, yeah, Backen, and then those.
And also, of course, like Download and Reading and Leeds, like in the UK.
And in this style of music, I think. To get high success in Finland, you need to get successful abroad before that.
Yeah.
Because we sing in English, and rock in English is really difficult.
Mm.
Like if you like for example, Blind Channel, they were in Eurovisions and they had this Nokia Arena concert. Okay, 5,000 tickets. That's super good, but still, it was like half of the capacity.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to be successful in English rock if you're
already did a new album, and anyway you have so many amazing songs, but do you have one song that you like to perform the most, like your favorite song, like
it evolved that way with this tour. That when we start playing, you know, Darkest Days, the newest single, the latest single. And now we have a move that everybody, you know, puts their phones and lights up. And it's really the all the intro and everything what comes before that. It's just great to play. And there's a good breakdown solo, and I love to play that as well.
I like that one too. It feels great, and it looks great from the stage, so it's... It's a lot of fun to be in the stage and play.
And people respond very well when you put the light on and stuff.
And another one is the ending part feels like it feels special.
Yeah, that's true. Feels like it's also great. Like, it's the last song, and it's, I think it's our best song. And but all the groove and everything what you have in the chorus and everything, it really responds.
It's a different song.
You can get response from audience every time.
For me, like Feels Like it's really the one that I really like to play, because I have a punk rock background in drums, and that's quite punky drum arrangement, especially during the versus
a super fast hi-hat.
Yeah, and you can like just beat the shit out of the drums during the song.
Tonight you're the beast of the drums, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
But guys, I'm also curious, how you evolved, because I remember the first thing when you had this Nothing Is Gonna Be Okay, that song, and it was a little bit, I'm in this phase, nothing's gonna be okay, and then you come to the Darkest Days, so there's a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Is it? And I understood that all your songs are very personal. Yoni, you probably write all the songs, right? Or just
mostly.
Yeah. So is something changed in your life? Because before it was a little bit like sad, even the video was very, let's be honest, it was kind of sad to watch. And then in this new song, you give hope. So what changed in your life?
Maybe we did it better.
I don't know, like... Because it's so easy to write about like all those negative things, and like life is basically like life sucks, and like I don't know, it's so easy to write about that shit. But like we wanted to bring something like like you said, it's just a little spark of hope to that song, because maybe people can relate with that one, because like people have said to us during these years that our music helps them to go on and go through the darkest days and times in their lives. So it wasn't like calculated to let's bring fucking spark of hope to this song so everyone can relate that. But it kind of happened like itself. Yeah, there wasn't like a big meaning of the lyrics. Like let's bring some hope to this.
I think the lyrics are like masterpiece.
Yeah,
if that's not, yeah.
Yeah, like, of course,
but
I've had some rough times. I think all of us had some rough times during their life, and that's the song that I would have listened during the time when it was not, when everything was not fine, you know? And I thank you for that song.
Thanks, but like, that is also like a good example about that situation when the lyrics come out pretty easily, because it didn't take that much time to finish those. It was like pretty like straightforward.
Like a flow. Like
yeah. Mm. Yeah. And there was like a good meaning or a theme about the song, and yeah, we just did it with our producer Rami Nykänen. Yeah. Mm.
And you're basically doing, like, you know, probably we're the same age, like Linkin Park was doing for our generation, you're doing something like that for this new generation. Because I saw there are a lot of young people today, there were a lot of people crying, really, from your lyrics. They got so much, because I saw the crowd, they had the shivers and they were crying. So you really got deep in the skin to the people.
Well, that's
let's hope that is the case in all the releases what we're gonna do and what we do, and that I hope that is the case, because that's what really matters.
Yeah,
because the lyrics means something to us too. You asked earlier if the lyrics on the album is from real life, and it is. Yeah, it is. And the things there have happened to us or someone close to us. When it's true, you can relate it in it.
Which is interesting, because Finland rated as the most happy country in the world with a high level of life and stuff. And then we have a fantastic band from Finland who is writing about the actual the problems, the particular emotions.
But Finland is also high on the rates of suicide.
That depends that how you evaluate what means happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we have social security and no one should get homeless. Well, of course, if you're not homeless, it's easier to be happy. Mm. But still, because of the darkness during the winter, I think that it affects to all of us.
Yeah, I think Finland is the most, the happiest country in the world, because the country helps those who are struggling with something.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's darkness right now in Finland.
What do you mean,
pitch
black?
And guys, are you ever felt like depressed or like suicidal? Did it affect? Because anyway,
not suicidal, but depressed,
your music is very, I can feel it, it's very emotional. Mm. So did you ever feel like sad, depressed, struggling with life? Or because Finland is one of the, like the country where everything is organized, the system it helps you. Do you have to struggle with something, or everything is like going like perfect?
Everybody's struggling.
We're not Norway.
Everybody is struggling, but struggles are so personal that you cannot really. I don't know. It depends about the person, but of course I struggle. I had like moments of depression or something.
Yeah.
Nothing suicidal ever.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing like this.
But your normal can be struggle for me.
Exactly. It depends your life system, how it works. You know, what is your daily routines? Do you have a job? Do you have a family or whatever you're trying to do, whatever you want to do? And everything like that. So, I guess all of us are in a great position.
Of course,
what we love to do. The ones who want family, we have family, and that's happy.
No.
I cannot think like any part of my life that why should I feel like depression? But of course, there are some days that when I feel like that.
Yeah.
It's just, but there's no. There's no particular reason for it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
As you do the music job, all four of you, you concentrate on the music job all the time, or you do some other, like, normally day jobs or something?
I'm a chef.
I'm an IT
you cook.
Consultant.
I cook.
Okay, Jesse, he's a cook. Ossie, what do you do?
I'm a consultant.
Consultant where?
IT business.
Oh, wow.
And that's like really good job for this because it's really flexible. Mm-hmm. I can decide my own calendar basically. And for during the day, I did like 1 hour work. And yeah, it's a really good job for playing in a band because it's so flexible.
Perfect. And you two boys? Well,
I'm a classroom teacher. I'm a classroom teacher.
Ah,
yeah.
That's very nice. Yoni, you?
Yeah, I'm unemployed right now. Actually, I'm a student.
You started.
Maybe you should do modeling.
Thank you.
Yeah, but guys, right now you're touring with Erasmus, but do you have any, like, band that you really want to play or collaborate with, doing like tour together? Because Rasmus, yes, of course, fantastic. Mm-hmm. But maybe you have like all your childhood heroes with who you would like to have a tour or do something.
If it ever happened, like if I could have to choose, pick one that is currently active, that would be Linkin Park.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would choose Biffy Clyro. Any day.
I would say North American tour with Barefoot.
Yeah. When I was a child, Rasmus was like my totally favorite band, so this means a lot to me. But if I need to choose other than Rasmus, I would maybe say Biffy Clyro.
Ah, so on this you agree?
Yeah.
At least.
Or Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah, Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah.
But Bring Me the Horizon, they're really like maybe too much hardcore.
Yeah, but we're getting there with that.
You want to do even more heavy album. Sound.
I think the second album is going to be even heavier than the first one.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah. Because we're thinking about the like two singles, Darkest Days and Lifeline, the upcoming single that... To me, those are like more heavier stuff than any song in the Hope for the Hopeless.
Bring Me the Horizon isn't that hardcore anymore.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mainstream.
Yes, but please, boys, don't go to the mainstream. Can you promise this?
Yes.
Because you're fantastic, you're unique. And just do
that.
Your own style, because there's nobody else at Block of Flood. Okay, I'm with the Block of Flood, the Finnish band. They just released the Darkest Days. Please listen to this song and follow this band. Cheers for everybody.